Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues on WGNS and Big G TV, made possible by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, back to school nights call for quick, easy meals. Skip the hot oven during peak afternoon heat and maybe fire up the grill, microwave, or use that slow cooker instead. Keep your kitchen cool and save on energy cost with tips from mte.com/myenergyplan. Well, it just so works out that we're going to be talking about some of that with your Middle Tennessee, Southern Kentucky. I don't know. It's, we're going to find out about the TVA today. Have you ever wondered what is the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority? Well, Adam May actually joins us here today. And Adam, this is kind of an unexpected treat. Until this morning, I thought, you know, you were going to be traveling on the phone. You just happened to travel right here. So good to have you.
Yeah, glad to be here. I woke up in Greene County this morning, but I was driving through, thought I'd try to get here and do this live.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you got here. And let's see, Greene County. I think there's a city called Mossheim up that way somewhere.
I was in Greenville.
Yeah, so
second oldest city in Tennessee, they say.
Yeah, Greenville's a little further to the east. The only reason I know Mossheim is because my dad helped to build a state building. He worked construction, and I remember one summer, not a state building, some apartments, but my summer job was cleaning up the apartments after those construction workers made all the mess with the nails and the dust and all that, so... We travel to Mossheim, go through Knoxville, and you think you're there, and that's, no, you're not. You still got a little ways to go. But
yeah,
anyway.
It's a big county.
Yeah, it is. Up in the beautiful mountains. But you're with the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA. Interestingly enough, with Middle Tennessee Electric, that's where we get our power, I guess, right here in Middle Tennessee. So kind of, I'm sure you've answered this question many times. What is the TVA? What do you do?
Well, TVA was created by the TVA Act through Congress 93 years ago, and we produce electricity for 10 million people in 7 states. And we, as you said, we go through 153 local power providers, MTE being one of the great ones in this area. And We have plants all throughout the region that produce power. We have nuclear plants, coal plants, hydroelectric dams, natural gas plants, and then some renewables. But we produce the power. It's distributed by the local power providers. We also are highly involved in economic development. We said we have the 3 E's, energy, economic development, and environment. So we're very heavily involved in trying to bring jobs here and help our communities grow across the 7 states. And then we also make sure that all of our waterways and lands are protected as much as we can as well in that process.
Yeah, and within all of that, working to help provide alternative resources of energy and improving the resources that we have. I know this has been more than a few years now. I guess we had a really cold, really cold snap around Christmas, and there. But since then, I think we've worked on some alternative ways for power. We had the big ice storm last year, and just all the work that that goes into. Okay, so this happened. How can we make things better so maybe A, B, or C don't happen in the future? That kind of thing. So
right, that's exactly right. And we learn from events each time that there's a really cold spell or a really hot spell. And what we've learned is that we can protect our plants from that really cold weather. When it's really cold and it's really windy, that cold air can seep into places it doesn't normally go and freeze up pipes and mechanisms. And so we take extra measures than we ever have before. I'm sure some of our plants are going to start soon getting ready for the winter. And that means putting insulation, heat tracing on things that could potentially freeze. Because if one little thing freezes at a plant, it can be a domino effect where the whole unit shuts down. And that's where you get into trouble, is we have the capacity But if we had enough failures, then you could have a problem. So we protect against that. And as you know, like you said, last winter, we had that really cold spell with the ice storm. We didn't have any major issues, and we were able to, you know, power the valley, keep everybody's heat and lights on.
And during that time, I mean, it was such a tough time for, you know, local providers to try to get power lines and things back up with the ice storm, take them down.
Yeah, I should say we didn't
You all did.
We didn't have any generation problems.
Correct.
We did have some transmission lines that were brought down, and we assisted where we could with the local power providers as well. So we did have issues with the infrastructure being damaged by the ice, but that's just
that's part
Mother
of
nature.
Yeah,
it's a That happens sometimes, and unfortunately.
You know, you see those big transmission lines, and, you know, local utilities have done a really good job of trying to put things underground as much as possible. But I had a conversation with an MTE person. We were talking about that, and said, you know, underground is good for, like, storms and things, you know, maybe a limb bringing down the power line, but it also brings additional issues because things are underground and you can't see them and inspect them and sometimes things. So, I mean, it's just an interesting process to think about, but everybody wants to go over to the light switch and flip it on and make sure it comes on, right? That's all they care about.
Right, and we have some of the most reliable power
in
the country, and that's thanks to our folks working at the plants, and also it's just as much thanks to their local power providers like MTE and others who were, they had their guys going out and fixing problems and doing preventative maintenance. But they get out in conditions like we saw during the ice storm last year that we don't want to be outside in, that they get out and work in it. And when there is an issue, get it fixed quickly.
Adam May with the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, is here with us. One of the I guess we could add education as one of the E's as well. You all do a lot with STEM and or STEAM, I guess, but STEM in this particular situation, the education of our young people, and you actually have a thing for teachers. So all those teachers out there, or if you know teachers, be sure to share this with them, because there is a special awards program that they can find out about.
That's correct, and I would consider this as part of economic development if you think about it. Yeah, what it is teachers can go to tva.com/STEM, K-12 teachers, public or private schools, and they can apply for up to $5,000, and they can use that money if they're successful for any number of things in their classroom that's related to STEM. And we see all types of different things, equipment purchases, software, drones, just anything that basically up to the teacher's imagination. They know what they need better than I do or than we do. So they go to that website, tva.com/STEM, and apply, put their name in, their school's name, a little bit of information about their school, what they would do with the funding if they're successful. And then if they are successful, they'll receive that funding before the end of the school year.
Before the end of this year?
Yeah. They'll be able to use it before the year's over.
So the money that goes to the teachers, is that money that's raised, donated? Is that from grants that you all receive and then you pass it along? How does that work?
So it's a combination of TVA and Bicentennial Volunteers, which are retirees from TVA who continue to give of their time, efforts, and money after they retire. And It's an investment. It's what it is in our young people, because we know that STEM careers are growing faster than the other employment sectors are, because, you know, because of AI, because of just industries, all kinds of technical advances we've had. We need folks to do the programming. We need folks to do the maintenance. So we know that if we can have our young people here prepared for those types of careers before they graduate high school or prepared to go to college and learn more, then we have a leg up on getting those jobs to come to Middle Tennessee and places like Western Kentucky and Northern Alabama in our region. And so really, we think these investments will pay off dividends in the future, because our young people will be able to stay at home, get a high-paying job, and make their communities a better place to live, work, and play.
Adam, the actual, I guess, awarding of two recipients, You mentioned up to $5,000. We're not talking about just one grant going out, right? There are several that are going to be given awards from this.
That's correct. We'll have a total of $1.5 million across the seven-state region. So it'll be a lot. Just how many is dependent on what teachers apply for, because some will apply for 1,000, some will apply for 2,500. So the exact number is up to be determined, but it'll be a total of $1.5 million.
That's a big impact. This is not the first time that you've done this either.
No, this is, I think, the eighth or ninth year, so it's almost a decade now.
Okay, so this is a yearly thing that happens,
that's
right?
Correct.
Okay, so, and about the same amount of money each time, I guess?
Yeah, I think it was in 2023 we went to 1.5 million. It may have been 750,000 or a million before that. So, but the last 3 years, it's been 1.5 million.
Boy, you're pumping a lot of money into these classrooms, which is awesome.
It is because, as we know, the school systems and the teachers a lot of times don't have the resources they'd like to have just because of funding. Everything costs more than it used to. So,
especially at this amount, I mean, we're talking about drones, you know, for instance,
right,
or whatnot. I mean, these are things that cost a lot of money.
And some schools just couldn't afford to get a 3D printer without some type of assistance. And, you know, teachers, they're already spending a lot of their own money on supplies and things like that. So whatever we can do to help, we think it's a good investment, because these are skills that students can learn and become inspired in to pursue someday. And we hear that as we go around to schools. Teachers will say that, you know, you may have a student who's not really, doesn't enjoy sports or not good at sports, doesn't play a musical instrument, but maybe they can do robotics. And they'll have a robotics team that travels around and they're really good at it. And they can get a job at one of these industries around here making excellent money after high school. That maybe if they didn't have that program at their high school, well, certainly if they didn't have that program at their high school, they would not have had those skills when they graduated.
I mean, they're graduating with, you know, certificates that say, hey, you're accredited to be able to jump into the workforce right out of high school.
That's right. A lot of these high schools have college credits you can get while you're in high school. So like you said, you can get a certification and you can go work in industrial maintenance almost immediately. I know a young man that I just wrote a story on TVA today, TVA.com about, and he had done that. He had gotten an internship for a couple of months and then went straight to industrial maintenance at a local factory making excellent money because of what his instructors in high school had taught him.
Mm-hmm. Adam May with us with the TVA. We're talking about the TVA STEM Awards. And do you have an example? I know we've talked about, well, maybe drones or this or that, but can you give me maybe an example of, a teacher application?
Sure. I brought two examples from last year's awards here in Murfreesboro. Barfield Elementary School in Murfreesboro last year got an award, and they were going to build and manage hydroponic systems to grow fresh produce in their classroom. While tracking plant growth data, they were going to use art to visualize the journey of their crops. At harvest time, the produce was going to be packaged and donated to local families in need. And so you do see some agricultural stuff as well, in addition to like we talked about, the robotics and 3D printers and things like that. You see some agricultural things, and that's science just as much as anything.
Sure.
I mean, and drones is even part of agriculture now, because they use that to do everything from spray the crops to analyze what needs to be done and how things are looking. And then Blackman Middle School in Murfreesboro received $5,000 last year. The Hopper drones for the win robotics are going to bring hands-on STEM learning to life in a way that was fun and meaningful. They plan to have students to work together to build drones first and then utilize them, learn how to use them. So they were going to do drones there at that middle school.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was in middle school, I graduated high school in 2000. When I was in middle school, we barely had computers. And so you think about the skills these students are learning at before they're even a teenager in some cases, is just fantastic. And it will become second nature to them, whereas if I were to go try to learn one, it would take me a good while.
And I understand that. So,
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And how those dollars are being used all across the Tennessee Valley and right here in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools, Rutherford County Schools. Teachers apply. And again, it's TVA.com?
Yeah, /STEM.
Okay. Yeah, wanted, or is it's not .gov?
It's not. It's .com.
Okay.
I think if you go to .gov, it'll take you there. But we always say .com because that's the main website.
Yeah. So tva.com/stem STEM. That's how you can apply. And the deadline for that is when?
September the 15th. So you got a little bit of time, but. And I know a lot of teachers are maybe already back in schools. Are Murfreesboro schools in now? Or
yeah, everybody's in now.
So, but everybody knows a teacher, so if you make sure you tell your friend or loved one about it. And so, you know, hopefully we'll get a lot of applications.
Yes, let's flood with applications and get some of this cool stuff in the classroom. So the deadline is in September, and when will you make the announcement?
The announcements will be made late this winter. It's somewhere around late January or late December, early January.
Okay.
And so they'll find out somewhere around the end of the semester if they're successful, and then they'll receive that money early next semester is how it usually goes.
Perfect. Well, I hope you will come back and tell us who our winners are here from Rutherford County. Hopefully we'll have a lot.
Yeah, next week we'll be announcing the winners of the robotics awards that we did back in the last year. So that's what I will get that to you, and hopefully there are some local ones.
Perfect. Well, that sounds well. Well, I hope, I know you have more travel ahead of you today. Thanks for stopping in and visiting with us here in person. And anytime you've got news, TVA news that affects us here in Rutherford County, be sure to let us know.
I'll do so. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Adam May joining us from the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority. And again, you can go online to TVA.com/STEM, STEM, to apply. And teachers, if you know a teacher, be sure that they get this podcast so they know how to apply. I'm Brian Barrett for Adam May. This is Rutherford Issues on WGNS, AM/FM online. Don't forget, you can check all of our segments as well over on Big G TV.